The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for February 23rd, 2010. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the table of fine armor, and the girl downstairs, the baker of yummy, sweet, juicy, delicious, fudgy goodness, is Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going, Elgin?
How's it going?
Going?
It's going.
Turn up your mic just a little bit.
Which one I'm supposed to turn.
Okay, you see where your mic's being plugged in there? Put it to the 2 o'clock position.
It is.
Okay, and then the master output at 2 o'clock.
Master output.
That's all the way on your right.
At the 2 o'clock. That's going to be awful loud, don't you think?
Yeah, that is actually a little loud. Put it to noon.
Well, this is 10 o'clock.
Oh, God. Okay, that's really loud. Okay.
How about 9 o'clock?
Little lower.
You want 8:30?
Little lower.
7?
Okay, try that. How are we doing today, Oakman?
Doing okay.
That's still really, really soft. Tell you what, put it back to noon and I'll turn you down here on... I will adjust your level on Skype.
Well, I'm not going to turn it down to noon. I'll try 10 o'clock. How's that?
Okay, I'm going to turn you down on Skype here. Okay, say something.
Something.
One more time. Sorry about that, folks. I'm using Windows 7 now, and with a new sound card, and levels are a little messed up. Try it again.
Try what again?
Okay, that works. That's a good level.
That, and you've got your new computer and all that good stuff up there too.
Yep, got a brand new computer. Kind of wanted to brag about it last week, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But yeah, I've got a brand new computer running Windows 7. Windows 7, I'm liking it with the new computer. Of course, Windows 7 on the old computer sucked, but on the new computer, very good.
I'm impressed that you did not have any problems with loading up EverQuest and some of the other programs, because you have Windows 7 loaded as 64-bit, and I was a little concerned because these programs are usually built for 32, and...
Yeah, and I've never used a 64-bit anything before, and I'm not having any problems, so I'm good.
You've got 4 gigs of RAM up there. You might as well make use of all of it, you know.
And I got a nice... God, what do we got now? A one gig ATI video card, and... And the thing that really surprises me, the one thing that really does surprise me about the system is how quiet it is.
Well, when we talked to Puget System, my first contact with them was to tell them that you do a lot of recording. And it's true, you do. So they they took that into because they build quiet systems anyway. My system down here is, you know, very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way they tweak the fans. They still work wonderfully, but they're not, you know, noisy.
I'm telling you that this new system, I turn it on and all you hear is, and then that's it. It's just the fans whirring up, and I mean, I have a little refrigerator right here next to the desk, and it makes more noise than the computer does.
Now, you didn't get the liquid. No, he doesn't have the liquid-cooled system, but they do make some absolutely killer liquid-cooled system. If you want to check them out, it's PugetSystem.com, I believe, right?
Yeah, why don't you type that up? I don't think anyone outside of Washington would know how to spell Puget. I mean, I never heard of it before I came here. So,
but they have some really killer systems down there. They have their the liquid cool systems that they got are just out of this world. If I ever go to a liquid cool system, I'll have them make me one. Because I've always been sort of, liquid and PC equals bad things. I've always felt that way, but. They have a computer completely submerged in mineral oil,
mm-hmm.
and it's still running.
Yeah, I think that's funny. They have an aquarium.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made an aquarium out of a computer case. You know, with fake fish, but still.
But it's filled with mineral oil, and that's been running for as long as I've had my computer now. What, a couple years? Mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years now? They've built military systems or systems for the military, and the liquid cooling is done through like a radiator that's mounted on the outside of the computer case, and that's pretty incredible to see. You talk about a tweaked out system. They make good stuff.
So if you're looking for a new system, I do recommend Puget Sound. They've treated Eloquent right. I mean, you had some problems in the beginning.
It wasn't their fault either.
No, they had a defective batch of motherboards or something like that, but they took care of you. I mean, the owner of Puget Systems himself took care of you.
Oh, he finally steps in and said, this is enough. We're building you a complete system from scratch, all new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there was some stuff that they reused, of course, like my hard drives and stuff, but anything else got replaced.
Mm-hmm. And they worked with me on, the system they originally quoted, like, okay, this is what I want. And then they quoted me something that was like, $2,500. Like, no, I can't spend that much. So they worked with me on comparable replacements and stuff like that. And, they worked with me. They listened to what I wanted. And I think they did a good job so far. The only thing I wish I would have done, I forgot to ask them to partition my hard drive. So now I have a terabyte hard drive that if I ever need to format, I've got no I basically got that portable drive that you gave me for Christmas to back up on.
Mm-hmm. It's a big drive.
It is a very big drive. But yep, brand new system, but I'm liking it.
That's the thing about Puget System, even if you go and tell them that you want these other things, they will flat out tell you if it's going to work or not.
Yeah.
And if you really want that, they will try to not try to oversell you or something. They just want to let you know that these components aren't going to work together. Or these components will work together.
Mm-hmm.
Or why don't you look at this, because this we've proven that this is a good piece of equipment or component. They're not going to steer you wrong, and they're not going to oversell you. They want to build what you want. So, I like them. They're good. They ship everywhere. Their packing is incredible.
But hey,
check out their website.
But hey, they were only like an hour away from us, so I just drove down.
Well, yeah, it's the advantage, but I know that they ship out to...
You know that's the furthest I've driven by myself in this state?
Yes, I know. I'm so impressed.
I drove down past Renton.
By yourself?
By myself.
Well, you had Garmin with you.
Yeah, I did have the Garmin system. Which, by the way, kind of sucked when it came to buying lunch afterward.
Why?
Well, because it brought me to a travel lodge when I told it I wanted to go to Wendy's.
Yeah, well. So,
go here. Turn right here. Turn left here. This is a freaking travel lodge. What the?
Yeah, well, Wendy's is probably on the other side. I've noticed that Garmin does that sort of function.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like, you know, a block away. But I couldn't see it from where I was. So anyway, new system, and we're up and running, and the show's going on. And I'm telling you, I'm running EverQuest 2 at max settings with minimal shadows. And if I ever run into a lag problem, I turn the shadows off.
Yeah, your system's a lot better than mine now.
So yeah, I'm running textures, everything at maximum. But then again, I don't go raiding or anything like that, so I haven't really experienced big particle effects and stuff like that. I'm probably going to have to turn those down if I ever go on a raid or something. Yes, Mao. We can hear you loud and clear. That was our kitty, Mao. Say hello, Mao.
Now she won't.
Now she won't. She does not meow on command.
No, she doesn't.
She's got the weirdest meow, though. She's like,
wow. Well, she's old.
She's an old kitty.
Just about 17 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Mario, on the other hand, Mario's like,
well, he's a talker.
Yeah, Mario's a talker. All you gotta do is scratch his butt and he'll start talking.
You even have to do that. You just look at him and it's like, meow, meow, you gonna pet me, meow, meow?
Ow! Sorry,
meow
bit me. She loves bites.
Akesha's calling Mao a zombie cat.
No, she's not a zombie cat.
She kind of sounds like it, though. Brain. No, tuna.
Tuna.
Tuna. So, anyway. So
I missed the Midnight Enchantments this week. Totally.
You know what? We had
too
much going on for Moonlight Enchantments.
By the time I remembered, it was like Sunday or something.
Oh, I remembered, but you know what? I took a look at Den Mom's site, and there was nothing new. And, you know, I have questing to do. So,
yeah,
you know what? I'll wait till next month. I can't wait to see where the traveling fair is going to be in a couple of weeks here.
Well, okay. It's been to...
It's been to Kelithin.
It's
been to Gorowin. So it's either going to be Nariak or Freeport at this point. Or mm-hmm. Kinos. Actually, wasn't the first time Kinos and everybody missed it? Test? That was just on test then.
That was on test.
Okay, that was
on
test.
On test, that was the first place. So the first place, it was in Kelithin. The second place was Gorowin?
Yep, in Gorowin.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? It's Kelithin, Gorowin, it may hit Nariak and then the major cities. Who knows? I don't know.
It might. That might be the pattern. Or it might switch to Kinos.
Mm.
Because that would be the good one. And then following up with Freeport.
True, true.
But then how would they work Nariak in there? Because there's like...
Yeah, they're not going to be able to go good, bad.
Yeah, they couldn't. So maybe you're right. Maybe they will do Nariak next because that's a minor city.
Mm, could be. We will find out.
Kinos and Freeport. So, well, I was wrong on my last guess. Mm. My last guess was Freeport, and it was wrong. So, I'm going to guess Kelithin.
There's already been in Kelithin.
I mean, not Kelithin. Nariak.
Nariak. Sorry. All right. I would really like to see what they have for the Nariak stuff. I've always said I love the textures and the patterns and just the feel of Nariak itself. You know, with the darker and deeper ebonies and stuff like that. I love the way Nariak looks. So I would really like to see what they come out with for the walls and the floor panels and stuff. I'd really like to see that.
I saw some of the floor panels in someone's house from Gorowin the Red.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be tile, but it reminded me of carpet.
It almost looked like a carpet pattern.
It's nice.
I liked it. God, whose house was I in? I was in someone's house recently. I think it was in Nariak, and they had the place. I mean, they must have been doing writs and stuff like that like crazy to get enough tile. I mean, they completely redid the house in the red tiles. And it looked awesome. It really did. Okay, so we have a new expansion. Did you know that? Or did you want to talk about my trip to the hospital?
Oh, God. Well, you might as well. I thought we talked about it already.
No, we just mentioned I was in the hospital. Remember this time last week I was still recovering. So I suppose we can talk about it. So, here I am, brand new computer, playing around, stuff like that. I went to bed late. I got woken up at 1:30 in the morning. No, 1 in the morning. With a fluttering in my chest. Now, I get, they're technically called palpitations. I get, that little fluttering feeling in my chest. I've gotten it all my life. As long as I can remember, I've had these things. So I didn't think anything of it for a little bit, and then it didn't stop. Normally, they stop after a few seconds. So I'm like, okay, what the hell's going on here? And I didn't want to wake you up. I went downstairs, sat down in the chair. Like, okay, time to calm down. What the hell? 15 minutes pass, I'm not calming down. Now, I know it wasn't a heart attack, but when you're in a situation like that, your heart's pounding out of your chest, the thought crosses your mind. So I'm like, shit, I gotta wake Elvin up. Because with my luck, I would drive to the hospital or something like that. You'd wake up in a fucking panic.
Well, of course.
Because I'm not there. And besides that, with my luck, I would have passed out behind the wheel and gone skidding off into a ditch.
And we can't have that.
No, we can't be having that. So I woke you up. You, of course, you're a bit of a daze. It's okay.
Well, yeah, I was in a sound sleep.
Mm-hmm. And I woke you up, hon. I think I'm having a heart attack. Get up.
And I was like, huh? What? Where? The chicken? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So, got to the hospital. And at least I knew the term for what I was in. I walked up and told the girl at the front desk that I was in fibrillations. Thank you, ER. I told the girl at the front desk I thought I was in a fibrillation, and they brought me out back, hooked me up to a monitor, and lo and behold, I had a heart rate of 182 beats a minute. That was fun.
It wasn't good.
My normal resting rate is 80.
And the alarms are going off and all sorts of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Jim's going beep, 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 and all that good stuff. And yeah. So they start hooking me up to all these machines, taking my blood pressure and having me chew an aspirin just in case. And the funniest thing of all is, okay, it took them like 15 minutes to find a vein.
Oh, God. They turned you into a pincushion.
Oh, my arms are still hurting from this, and it's a week later.
Well, when you're in AFib, it's very hard to find veins.
Well, yeah, because that lowers your blood pressure. So anyway, they finally found a good vein. They put, an IV line in so they wouldn't have to stick me again if I needed more than one shot. So they stuck me, they put the line in, they hooked up an IV with just saline to try to get my pressure back up. And I'm going on almost an hour and a half in fibrillations. It was something like that. It was almost 2:30 when this happened. Okay, so they're prepping the syringe. They've got a line in, so they don't need the needle. So, they unscrew the needle and they tap the thing to get the air out. And just as she's about to push it, beep, we look over at the monitor and my heart has corrected itself back down to 85. When I looked over, it was 85, and then it slowly went down to 80. Now, that wasn't the funny part. The funny part is I looked up at the doctor. I'm like, where's your big time medicine now, doc?
All they could do was shake their heads at him.
Where's your big time medicine now? But of course, you know, I say that, and 10 minutes later, my heart rate drops to, what was it, 55?
60.
60?
My heart rate dropped down lower, but it came back up to about 60. You sort of dipped, and then it went to 60, and then you're going, ah.
You know, for those of you who have passed out before, you know when you're going to pass out. You get the ringing in your ears. You know, you start feeling lightheaded. You get the ringing in your ears. You get that haze over your eyes. And I'm trying to talk to Elquin. I'm trying to tell her I'm passing out. And I don't think you understood what I was saying.
Yes, I understood, but it was like, it's okay, dear. You're laying down now anyway.
Well, my thing was, hon, I just had, you know, I was just in fibrillations for over an hour. It's like, for God's sakes, get the doctor. I didn't want to pass out and not come out of it, hon.
You were...
Like, will you get the fucking doctor? So, I laid down. By the time my heart rate went back up, I mean, I couldn't talk anymore. I was trying to, but I know I wasn't making any sense.
You broke out in a hot sweat.
Oh, yeah. I started sweating like a fucking pig. I just... So anyway, and then after that, I was fine. So if I would have just waited an hour and a half, we could have saved on a big hospital bill. No.
Oh, then they kept you too.
Yeah, they kept me overnight to make sure, you know, they were doing tests and stuff. They wanted to make sure I didn't have a heart attack, make sure I didn't throw a clot or something like that. Because, you know, one of the things that can cause a fibrillation like this is pulmonary embolism, which means a clot would have gotten thrown into my lungs. So, of course, that wouldn't have been good. So...
No, I don't think you had a panic attack because you were asleep.
No, I was asleep when this happened. I got woken up by this.
Unless you were having panic dreams.
I usually don't remember my dreams. I have no idea. But... Yeah, I was in the hospital for, God, about 14 hours total from the time that we got there to the time I was released. About 14 hours. Had an EKG and an ultrasound and a CT of my lungs. You know, to make sure, of course, that there wasn't a clot in there and stuff like that. I had a horrible breakfast. Let me ask you something. How is it that they can give me chicken broth for breakfast? And I mean, it was just normal old chicken broth. There was nothing odd about it. It was chicken broth. And then, for lunch, they bring me chicken soup that's basically water and noodles. What the hell happened to the broth?
You had it for breakfast.
For crying out loud, you could have thrown the noodles into the broth. PKG, well, whatever it is, I don't care. Whatever it is, they put these sticky pads on me and took an ultrasound of my heart. And by the way, the ultrasound proved I did have a heart, but according to the ultrasound, it's black.
Oh, so. Hot. Was not.
Was on the screen.
Well, that's because it's an ultrasound.
I'm just going by what's on the screen.
The ultrasound is not in color. Except for different spots. So, there.
I see how you are.
You just want to have a black heart.
They couldn't find it for a while there. But then again, I am
a big guy.
Oh,
come
on. Then again, I am kind of a big guy, so. So, that's that. I'm on some new medication. Because once you've had an attack like this, the chances are it's going to come back.
Yeah.
So they put me on medication to help prevent it.
And it took all his caffeine away.
God, I can't stay awake at night anymore. But yeah,
told you you can have like maybe one or two cans, not all day long.
Yeah, sure. They gave me this survey of my lifestyle and stuff like that, and got to the page where, you know, How many caffeinated drinks do you have? And I looked at the doctor and I'm like, you really don't want to know, do you? I estimated to the best of my ability.
And that was?
Oh, God. I go through, between home and work, I go through at least 2 cases of cans a week. But now I'll be going through 2 cans, about 2 cases of diet root beer, apparently, a week.
You know, the best thing for you is water.
Yeah, I don't like water.
Water sucks.
No.
No, I've never, sat down and enjoyed water.
Well, how about...
The closest thing I've had to enjoying water has been like Gatorade or something like that. All right.
What about tea?
No, I am not a tea drinker. I don't like tea. I drank your tea when I had laryngitis, and that was fine.
Yeah.
But no, I really don't like water. No, just plain water. All right, well, let's see what we have in the notes here. Bottom line for the hospital stay, folks, is I'm okay. I'm all right. And I'm going to try to take care of myself. And don't worry, Jethro's not going anywhere for quite...
Stop it.
All right, let's see here. I have notes. One particular note.
Yes.
Let me find it here.
I know the notes.
Well, I have my own notes.
Well, what about the notes I made?
I have them too.
Oh. Well, how come I don't have your notes?
Yeah, because most of them are the same as yours. I just have a few different ones. Of course, it would have helped if I would have set this up. Hold on a second. So anyway, we're 90 now. No, we have the ability to be 90 now. Hold on a second here. Where the hell is it? Playlist, this one.
I don't know.
You know?
I know my notes.
Do you?
Yes. You want me to start with my notes?
Nah, hold on just a second. Just give me a minute. There it is. Damn thing. Of course, with the new computer, I've had to reinstall my broadcasting software, so I didn't have all of my sound effects up when they should have been. But anyway, one of my lovely notes here is this coming Thursday, it's Spider Bite's birthday.
Yay!
And didn't we miss Ashlane's last week? Or was it a week before or something like that? Anyway, I know we missed Ashlane's birthday. So we're going to go ahead and play the birthday trolls. Hold on. Bring out the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Ah, the lovely and vivacious birthday trolls. Okay, so we've had our birthdays. I don't think I missed anyone else. At least not that I'm aware of. So, shall we talk about Sentinel's fate? Folks, if you're going to look at it, if you're going to listen for big-time tips and tricks and stuff like that, you're not going to get it here. Because we're going to rant and rave and wild speculation and stuff like that. Anyway. Okay, so we missed Moonlight Enchantments.
Yes.
I'm going through the list of your notes. Notes. Okay, next item on the notes. We have a new writer at Kithacore.org. Kithacore.org is proud to present the gnomish styles of Santania! Santania is a new writer for Kithacore.org. She's going to be bringing us the world of Norrath from the Nomi point of view.
Which is really low.
Yep.
No, just kidding.
Really low and looking up at a lot of people. And
close to the ground.
Close to the ground. She's really grounded.
She has a little crafting type thing she went through.
Yeah, let me see. She posted something today, didn't she? Yep, she posted a trade... No, yeah, that was her. She posted a little trade skill adventure there. I know she's also working on some PSAs, public service announcements. So, sorry, that one crept up on me. Santania has a nice trade skill adventure posted at kithacore.org. Feel free to look at that whenever you want.
And you're moving me off of mine.
Yep, we are incorporating Elquin's Dark Forest blog into kithacore.org. I mean, the stuff from your site got reposted to mine anyway. May as well just make it a one-stop thing, unless you don't want to, hon.
Well, it's a done deal.
I asked you before. You said you didn't have a problem with it.
I don't.
Okay.
Does it sound like I do?
Yes.
I'm giving you a bad time.
All right. Well, yep, and Elquin is writing for me now at kithacore.org instead of on her own blog. That means I can get rid of that damn plugin for WordPress. To move your stuff over here because it really wasn't working all that great.
But it's going to stay up because there's still links on stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're not going to get rid of elquinjenna.kithacore.org, you know, just in case people want to look at the old post and people still probably have some linked and stuff like that. So we're not going to get rid of it anytime soon. But any new postings will be made at kithacore.org.
Org.
Org. And you got auctioned off last night.
Yes, I did. We went to the Soulfire Club last night, where we had a delayed Illyrissi date auction. A little delayed Festival of Love date auction, I guess. Uriel was sick last week, and that's when it was scheduled to be to begin with, but she was sick, so we postponed it to this week, and it was a wild time. We had women.
You went for quite a bit.
I don't even know. I went for... Well, we didn't deal with plat. Not really. You bought so many tokens for a plat or something like that.
Silver.
Or silver, I'm sorry. So many tokens per silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I went for 50,000 tokens.
Tokens. That's still quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. I had a couple girls battling over me.
Mm-hmm.
And after you left, it went nuts, actually.
What?
The bidding on one person went over a million.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Well, it was one of those things where, you know...
Wait a minute, is that the one you got in on, the one you said you were going to do?
Actually, it was just before that.
Well,
the thing is, Mask showed up after you left.
Oh, I'm glad, because...
Yeah, there would have been an incident if Mask would have showed up when if you were there.
We'll explain that later.
Yeah. So, so Mask showed up, and there's a character on the server here that we call Bird. His name is Jaleel or something like that, but we call him Bird for some odd reason. And he was going up to be auctioned. Mask started bidding on Jaleel. Well, we don't want Mask to get Bird.
Why?
Because Mask wants to, you know, just fuck people up. No, not Jaheel. I don't know how to say his name. How to say his name properly? Yeah, that one. Jaheel. Something I don't know how the hell you pronounce that. But anyway, Mask is evil, and we don't want him to get hold of anybody.
Too late.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But, so we had a little bidding war. We had a bidding war. And it went up over a million, but Mask had to Mascot a dropout. Did I ever mention that Jethel in an RP sense is rich?
Yeah.
Anyway, and Amixia from the Coterie of Thorn, I believe she's from. I could be wrong about that. Nope, she's not on right now. I think she's with the Coterie of Thorn. I could be wrong. Amixia went for $1,200,000.
Wow.
And that wasn't a bidding war type of thing. It was... Actually, I was AFK for most of it, to be honest. For most of hers. Well, congratulations to her. Now, the one I knew that Layla from the guild Argus... Who's a friend of Jethel? Just a friend. Layla was going up for bid. And I wanted to buy her. I wanted to buy her just to piss off Jaleel. Because Jaleel and Jethel do not really get along all that great.
Did you?
Yes, I ended up buying her. Actually, I got her by default because the guy I was in a bidding war with assaulted me during the bidding process. So Uriel put an end to it.
Why did they assault you?
Because they were pissed off that I was trying to outbid them, apparently. But yeah, it got out of hand. Uriel put an end to it. And the dude just went link dead on us. What an ass. Anyway. So anyway, yeah, we had a fun time. We had a good time with that. Now as for you...
What?
Elquinjenda's no longer a wood elf.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later.
But yeah, it wasn't a it was a bad role play situation with the auction last night. I guess the guy bidding was was part of a vampire guild or something like that. Anyway,
I know I almost got in trouble for bidding.
You?
Yeah, on that one guy.
I don't remember who you were bidding on.
I don't know either, but I was getting all sorts of nasty. You were even saying that I should.
Oh, that's right.
They were stabbed.
I'm telling you, some of the girls that were bidding on the guys were just like, "Holy crap! They're gonna like get shivved in the alley outside or something." you girls are rough when you go bidding for guys. Holy crap! Anyway, you know what I find really funny? Cheddarella is in front of me here in the guild hall, and she's wearing one of the red dresses that you got from the Festival of Love thing.
Yeah,
she has a panty line.
Why are you looking? Is it like right there?
It's right there. I mean, you got the the part that hangs down to the front. And that goes into a belt around the waist, but on barbarians, their panty line is below that.
Oh, that's true.
Huh? You know, she's got, well, not a panty line. She has a tan line. A tan line. I guess you could say. I just think that's kind of funny. So, anyway. So, let's go on to the next point of your notes here.
Nope. I'm going to start a petition.
Petition for what?
Well, the level of guards in the cities. Okay, I went to the Kinos Mage Tower, where the magical house is, and in for the Kinos side.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a bad person, you can sneak in and out quite easily. There's only one guard at the end of the bridge. On the other hand, where they've got the magical houses in Freeport, you can't get out at all. Not only do you have the gargoyles inside. You have big nasty ones inside too.
Now Santania linked me a conversation that was going on in the boards is worse than that.
What?
There are quests that require you to go to the opposite side. I mean, that require you to go into Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
That you can no longer do.
Yeah, if I remember right, there's some that send you into that...
some that send you into the
arcane, yeah, into the arcane place.
Yep.
Arcane sciences.
Yeah, there are several quests that have you go in there, and no one can do it anymore if you're from not from Freeport or Nariak. It's one of the heritage quests.
They're gonna have to make a couple changes.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, you know.
Yeah,
you can get around them.
Yeah, one of the I don't know if they're in the programming team or one of the devs or whoever, but one of them replied back and saying that, yeah, we're just now becoming aware of this. Guess it's just something that skipped their mind. Yeah, the Stein of Moloch is one of the quests that's affected.
Yeah.
And they said they're now aware of it, and they're going to come up with a fix for it. I don't know if they're going to move the NPC you got to talk to out of the hall, or if they're going to allow you entrance in. I'm not sure.
Something, just back them off in those areas at least. And we can skirt around all the other ones. Yep, make it more interesting. Yeah. I don't mind them.
They're going to fix it. They're going to fix it. I just hope that they fix it so you can actually get into your house. Or that guests can get into your house.
Guests. I tried bolting my way through.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I was fast enough.
No, you're a ranger. You can't take those kind of hits.
No, I mean, he stunned me, and that was about all she wrote for me. The skeleton leech thingies on the inside of the stamina on the inside doors of the arcane science building got me. Yeah. If I could have just gotten past them and kept running, I could have outran them even though they swiped at me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I got nailed.
Yeah, I guess Santania is saying that they're talking about letting people go in viz past guards.
That would be okay.
Yeah, that would be a good thing.
Okay. Leave them high level, but let us get some way of getting around them at least. A bribe. Right. Come on, maybe that'd be cool. That would be cool.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could raise your faction with the militia by bribing them?
No, well, you not raise your faction, but just... you have to visit an NPC and pay something to bribe your way through, and you have a certain amount of time to use it.
Okay, How about this? You go to the Kino's docks, and you get a token to be, to either go to the Thundering Steps or Nectulus. How about if they made something like that, like you're bribing someone, but as soon as you zone, the item that changes your faction goes away?
Yeah.
That would be good, I think. That way, if you go into, let's say you bribe the guy at West Freeport. If you want to go into North Freeport, you got to bribe somebody else.
Yeah.
Or make disguises and illusions. Make illusions change your faction. I think that would be cool. I mean, that's how it worked in EQ1. If you wanted to go into...
They would have to make it so, you can't buy from the merchants or do the... There's some quests that you can't do unless you are Freeport faction. If it changes you so you're Freeport faction...
Mm.
Then that runs into that problem.
Well, at least make your non-KOS to the guards or something. Some kind of illusion or bribery or sexual act. I don't know.
I like the idea of going and, bribing your way in, and you have a short period of time to get to where you gotta go before it expires or something.
I mean, doesn't Guise of the Deceiver supposed to change your faction?
No.
No, it doesn't. I know it did in EQ1.
Yep.
It did in EQ1. I remember that. Okay. So that's just food for thought for anyone listening in that has any kind of say in that kind of thing. Bribery, illusion. What's that? Cookies.
Cookies.
All right.
And you've been to... You did check out Den Mom's site, right?
No, I haven't been to Den Mom's site in a bit.
Oh my god, you're missing out on all the great stuff.
I've been a little busy. I've dinged 3 times in the last 4 days. I've been busy. Let's check that out. Everyone, you can go on to EQ2.EQTraders.com. There we go. Let's see here. All enchantments, cats and rats, launch day.
Well, one of the things you were you did see was the easels.
I saw those in somebody's guild hall.
Yeah, those are cool.
Okay, so furniture. We'll go to furniture here. And then do they have something specific for...
She's got a page just for the new stuff.
I'm looking for it.
Well, probably off the main page.
I'm looking for it.
Hang on.
Gotta be here somewhere. Is this in here?
SF Information Clearinghouse.
Oh, the clearinghouse.
On the main page.
There we go.
Down below launch day.
Hmm.
And it's got all the goody stuff in there.
Excellent. Bolts of cloth.
I got to figure out where I need to go get that hot-wired gnomish hover pad. That is so cool looking. I will eventually get there.
Mm-hmm.
Tinkering blueprints. I mean, you know, you go there and you can jump off in two different things. Like room dividers in lower tiers, carpentry essentials 80 through 84 and so forth. And then there's the some other things.
Hmm. Yeah, I've got to get my faction up with the pandas so I can get my my woodworking recipes. I haven't even seen the new arrows yet.
Can they take stuff out of Bank One, I hope?
As far as I know, let me check.
Well, I moved all the Tier 1 stuff out of the teapot to make sure that we had plenty of room for the Tier 9?
Tier 9 now. Yeah, folks in the LOK, please, for the love of God, no more Tier 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm just not interested in it. I mean, the low tiers. Low tiers.
It's 0 through 9.
Okay. No more like 1, 2, and 3. We're simply not interested in it.
You mean just Tier 1. The rest of them are fine.
You sure about Tier 2?
Yes, it's fine. Just I moved Tier 1 over because you can go through it fairly quickly. But when you're crafting Arolas items, that uses the Tier 1 stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Let me check the bank settings. There we go. Yeah, I've got a Bank One set that, actually all the bank vaults are set that they can, withdraw items but not coin. They can deposit.
Do you make it unlimited?
Yes. So they can deposit and take out items, but they cannot touch coin. And who are you talking about?
Never mind. Yeah, so for now, the Tier 1 stuff's got moved over. Okay. The rest of it is fine in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tier 1 stuff, usually you go through Tier 1 fairly quickly in crafting, and if they need any of it, just pull it from the first bank. If you go past your limit, you know, send one of the officers to tell and we'll yank out some more for you.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure we got plenty of room for all the other tiers in there. And Tier 1 is usually something fairly quick to go through anyway. Event item crafting, you know, still, you know, just pull out what you need from the first bank.
So
how are you enjoying the new content?
I'm liking it for the most part. As a whole, I am enjoying the new content. My concerns are. I need a drink. Hold on a second. I need some ale. There we go. Okay, that's better.
That's better?
Yeah. Now, my concerns are some of these quests seem mindless.
Well.
And they're just too easy. They're too easy. Some of them are. Some of them are too easy. It's just like there's most of the quests out in, oh God, what the hell is the observation place called?
Eye of something or other.
Eye of Darwin, something like that?
Yeah.
Most of the quests out there are, go over there and find that thing. You go over there, you find the thing, you come back. Oh, that's very interesting. Well, take this, go back and do something else at the exact same spot. Okay, you go over, you do the other thing, you come back. Oh, here are the results of that. Oh, wonderful. Go back to the exact same spot and do this other thing. You son of a bitch!
Well, what do you expect? Consider the source. You're dealing with what race?
Iridites.
And?
Pandas? What?
No. And what do Iridites usually do? Study stuff.
Jerk off to gnome porn?
No.
But anyway, it just seems to be, and then we're getting back, unfortunately, into the go over there, kill 10 things and come back. Okay, well, kill 10 other things and come back. And these aren't even writs. I haven't fought a giant rat in years. Now I'm fighting rats again. And Ratongas for some reason.
Well, there is that one on the Karen Isle of kill 10 rats or something like that. I mean, it's just right to the point. Kill 10 rats. Okay.
Yeah, so, go kill this and come back. Okay, well, come on. Go kill them again.
What about the cheeseburger quest?
Okay. Icon Has is... okay, it's funny. It's interesting. But like I said in the OGR channel, when I started doing this, there are no cheeseburgers in Norrath. I don't see a McDonald's anywhere. And here's my biggest problem. Here's my biggest problem with the entire cheeseburger quest. You go to this tent in the Kara Village. You get the meat. You get lettuce. You get tomatoes. You get a bun. You know what they have right there next to the steps? It's a grill. How come you're not cooking the fucking hamburger?
Because maybe the Karens like their cheeseburgers raw.
Come on! There's a grill right there! One of the steps could have been cooking it?
Well, like I said, maybe they like it raw. You know?
And if you can't remember, IconHasCheeseburger.com, all you gotta do is Google LOL Cats. It'll bring you right to it.
I thought it was amusing they did that tie-in.
It was amusing. It was amusing for the tie-in. Of course, every one of the quests that one particular Karen does is related to a LOL Cat thing.
Yes. I didn't catch on until the cheeseburger one, okay? That was like the third one to do for him. Yeah, I was not paying attention.
I got it right away.
I was just going, okay, he wants milk. Okay, let's go find the cows. I have some milk? Yeah, and I just didn't get it until the cheeseburger. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. I think Platinum is flowing a little too freely.
And you're the one to bitch about Platinum flowing too freely?
Well, the thing is, my concern, in the long run, is going to hurt prices for stuff. Because, they're always saying, oh, don't buy Platinum from farmers because, that'll ruin the economy. Well, how about quests? I mean, I've made 50 Platinum in 3 days just doing quests. What the fuck? just a little, too much, maybe. I mean, maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, but, you know, whatever. You know, it's, so, yeah, some of the quests are kind of boring. Some of them a little too easy. I mean, the whole thing about leveling quickly could just be the new leveling curve, because I haven't leveled in so long. You know what I mean? And that's fine. Truefly says he's gotten over 200 plat since the expansion. Maliana says she's gotten over 700. Don't you think that's a little excessive?
Yeah, I think so, but...
I think that's a little excessive.
Unless there's something further on down the line that's going to drain you of a lot of that.
Who knows?
You never know.
Speaking of draining lots of plat, I've actually put a question on the Kithagor site. Folks in game from the Legion of Kithagor, you might want to pay attention to this one. I've suggested moving the guild hall out of Kinos. It's really, I mean, let me state right off the bat, I'm not talking about us going evil here. We ain't going evil. What I'm saying is the Freeport guild houses look better. They simply look better. They're bigger. There's a lot more room in those guild halls, and I think they're set up better. And honestly, for the whole motif of the Legion of Kithagor, I think they fit better.
Yeah, but you're going to be right next door to
the Knights
of Freeport.
Physically, maybe. But what
physically,
What I'm talking about here is not moving to... from a role-play stance, story-wise, we're moving out. We're not going to be in any city. Story-wise, we're going to be in our own place on an island somewhere, for all I care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can justify the move, you know, just...
I know, but you will still be in Freeport.
Who cares?
Hey, you used to give me a ration of crap about my magical house. I would say it's a magical house. It doesn't matter where it is. But it's really located in Freeport.
Yeah, because you play it as being in Freeport. I'm saying that we're going to play it that we're not going to be anywhere. And you can't say you don't play it like you're in Freeport. You go out your front door and have your horse shit on the Knights of Freeport Guild Hall
steps. Anybody can go out there. Their house door and go swing by the Knights of Freeport and poop on
only
their stoop.
If you're in Freeport?
No. I could leave my house. I could leave, if I had a house in Kinos, I could leave my house in Kinos, go to Freeport, and poop on their stoop.
Your horse, you're saying that your horse actually makes that kind of a trip just to go crap on the Knights of Freeport stoop.
Why not? But I know, but you gave me a really bad time back when I got my magical house. You know? And then, yeah, but the door's still attached to Freeport.
But you see, that's where I'm changing things. If you read my post, I'm suggesting we don't use the door.
Ew, I don't have the door up on mine either. Mine leads back to the guild hall. But so, you have to do a house/house to get the real door.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, people are like, well, how are we going to get in and out of the guild hall? Well, when you change guild halls, your call to guild hall still works. So that's how you get to the guild hall. How do you leave? You have a house, click on the thing to go to your house. We also have the bells, druid portals, carpet to sinking sands, the portal to the overrealm, and as of this weekend, we also have the thing for the spires. So you can go, you know, anywhere that where there's a wizard spire now. We have ways of getting places. And I'm going to zone in here. I'm going to go tour the Tier 2 Freeport Guild Hall. And it didn't and it just took that little bit to go from Kinos to Freeport. No interaction with the guards whatsoever. Have you ever seen this guild hall with nothing in it, hon?
No. Well, maybe back when it first started.
What are you doing right now? Oh, you're hunting in the Sundered Frontier. All right. I was going to port you over here, but that's
okay. Wow.
Wow, what?
No, I'm doing a quest. I guess that's where I need to go put the bones.
Bones.
I'm working on... that's another thing. Mm-hmm. You're out-leveling me. For once. For what? Once
no,
in
no,
entire...
No, 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 hold it, hold it, hold it. You are doing the crafting end of this.
I am doing both.
Well, then that's your choice. I'm concentrating on leveling.
I know, but I'm saying you, for once, in all of these expansions... And I've done the crafting ones in the other expansions, too. Along with everything else. You're out-leveling me. I think it's great, because you've never out-leveled me before.
Well, you know, I said from the time that they announced the expansion that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm getting to 90 so it doesn't interfere with my roleplay.
But I think it's funny. Yeah, because I'm doing both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's daily quests to do in Peniel and on the Kara Island for the crafting. I'm working my way to get to the pandas.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I'm doing the crafting path. I think it's funny you cheated to get into the panda city by jumping down. That was amusing.
I don't call it cheating. I call it being a ranger. I couldn't I couldn't get into the Panda City, so I climbed over the mountain.
You have to show me where you climbed over the mountain, though.
Don't you have the thing to get in there now?
No, I'm still working on it.
Oh.
And I'm exploring and I'm harvesting, but I just think it's interesting that you've gained your levels quicker than me this time around. Usually it's the other way around. I'm out-leveling you without even trying. You know?
I'm actually working for it.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Now, do you think that people and things are just leveling too quickly?
The fact that we had guilds that were level 90 on the same day that it launched, yeah, I think people are leveling a little too fast.
Or at about the level 90s within the same day of the release.
That's what I just said.
No, I mean, people.
Well, same thing. Too much.
I think it's a little fast. Yeah. I just don't know what people are going to do. I mean, I'm looking at...
Well, you know, it's these same people that are going to level 90 right now that in a couple of months are going to, I'm bored. There's nothing left to do.
Well, it's like, right here, I'm seeing level 90 brigand looking for group, people looking for the hole, and they want plus 87 people to mm-hmm. go. I feel a little left behind, but I figure I'll catch up eventually. I'm not
it's
in
not hard.
The race.
It ain't hard.
But, because, you know, I'm learning the stories and just, you know, watching what's going on. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, by the time I'm done with where I'm at, my faction and stuff will all be really good. And,
yep.
And you'll be bugging me to buy things like those stairs that you want from the Karens.
Well, I think it's really nice that one of the items they put in was some staircases. You know, it's...
Those are a faction item buy.
Yep.
You have to have the faction with the Kitty Crafters in order to buy it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just better than, you know, stacking a bunch of benches on top of each other. You know, they're actual stairs. So.
And you said that you're going to go back and do all this faction stuff, but I don't know.
I will.
But we'll see. But, yeah, I really think that they, when they did something to the last curve adjustment... I think they kind of over-curved it. I really do. I mean, we've waited a year for this expansion and over a year for this expansion, and it looks like these guys are going to burn through it in a couple months.
Mm.
And then what?
Let's see. Uh, Rua is asking if they can put it on top of the Kino's house stairs. I don't know. I honestly don't know if you can place these Karen stairs on top of the Kino's stairs. Not sure about that.
Haven't got one to play with yet. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break here.
Okay.
So yes, we will take a music break. We'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. We'll talk more about expansion and wild speculations and stuff. We shall return. And we have returned. Are you back now? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, Glenn. Are you there? Yeah. Speak to me!
I'm here.
Yay! I am in the guild hall of the Steel Rose. Pardon me. The guild hall of the Steel Rose, which is the tier 2 guild hall in Freeport. And my friend Malvina here has apparently been busy doing stuff in the Sundered Frontiers. She's built herself a nice garden type area with, let's see what we got here. We got salmon, bamboo plants, and Haomain tables and chairs. And I linked the panda statue a little earlier there. Everything's looking really nice. I thought I'd mention that on the air. That's the Steel Rose. She said it was fine if I mentioned it. It's the Steel Rose in North Freeport on the Antonia Bale server. I like it. Yeah, she's got some pillows from the Love Quest and stuff like that. It was really nice. She sent me a tell while we were on break there asking if I wanted to take a look at her garden. Looks good. I like it.
Her garden has the Jethro Silverwing seal of approval.
So what are you up to? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm still working on my, what is it? Humain? Mm-hmm. The Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Quest line. Now, yours is different than mine. Mine's the crafting line.
Right, you're doing
it
the crafting line.
Should get me into the pandas.
And I did one. God, I can't remember where it started. Let me look it up real quick. It was called Investigating the Bones or something like that.
Yeah, you're going to have to look it up and find out where it is. I'd like to do that one, too.
Because now I have a portal going right to the area, and they're apprehensive to me now. So
we'll see what they are when I'm done.
I'm looking for it. God, why can't I find it? I thought it was called Investigating the Bones. Investigating Strange Bones. That might be it. Let's try that. There we go. Investigating Strange Bones is the name of the quest. You start it. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see where you actually start it, because this is not the beginning one. Going all the way back. Well, apparently this is part of the golden, what they're calling the golden path.
Yeah, you're taking that.
I'm taking the golden path. Oh, holy crap. Apes funny in this corner. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. You pretty much gotta do the entire golden path there, because
To get yours?
I mean,
to get the same one?
To get the same quest, yeah. Because I'm just going back and back and back and back and back. And I can't see any specific spot where this quest actually begins except for going right on the Golden Path.
Well, I'll look at the Golden Path because I'm pretty sure I'm doing it in tangent with what I'm doing anyway.
Okay. Well, apparently I've reached the beginning of it. It is the Kara line of the Golden Path. The quest series of Kara Island. And the beginning quest on that one is called Going Coconuts.
I already did that. Going Coconuts. That was fun. That was a fun quest.
The click in the trees.
Did you do that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you gotta tip over, and then you gotta milk the cows.
Yes. See, I thought that was all fun.
Mm-hmm. Cats and dogs, blah 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 blah. But yeah, yeah, you gotta do the golden line there.
The thing is, are you having fun?
Yes, I'm having a good time with it.
I think it was well worth the wait.
He's good. I like it.
We even did that one for, was that a Heritage quest?
Oh, you mean JoJo?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Heritage. It was just the, Heroic quest. And the leather patch you gotta find in the tiger pit, hard to find. It kind of blends into the background. If you
had not come down here and pointed it out, because I was staring right at it.
You couldn't see it.
I couldn't see it. I thought it was just a small rock or part of the flooring down there, really.
Yep.
And you said, it's right there. I ran my cursor over and I was like, oh.
Oh, okay. Well, they're telling me it is a Heritage quest. Okay. It didn't seem that hard, really. But anyway, yeah, mystical
quests have to be hard, you know.
The mystical claws of JoJo, which I will link into the channel here.
And that was fun, too.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
Grabbed a bunch of people from the guild and said, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to ask
Caitlin,
some help.
Caitlin beat me to it, but there's the mystical claws of JoJo.
Need a tank and a healer for that one at the end.
Oh, you definitely need a tank and a healer. When I finished it, I actually had an Uber Warden with me. I mean, I don't know how this... he linked me all the stuff that he had on him. I mean, his mana never dropped below 95%. And he was tanking at the same time. He just needed me for DPS. Yep, so I'm looking at the mystical claws and stuff. One of them is an upgrade, the other one is not. But I figure I'll wear them in the appearance slot.
Well, the thing is, you can make them into a house item, too.
Yeah, you can also do that. Has anyone... I mean, maybe they mentioned it on EQ Tuesday. Unfortunately, I'm at work at the time and can't listen in. Has anyone found where we get the white slot adornments that all of our armor seems to have a spot for now?
I have not looked into that. No, they didn't mention that, and it's...
Yeah, does anyone know where those white adornments are? I found the red adornments, but apparently the red adornments, from what I can see anyway, the red adornments are for the token armor that you can buy from them now. Okay, so they're saying white adornments are player made. Okay, white adornments are player made. All right. So, wonder what crafting class makes them.
Probably transmuters.
Could be. Okay, they're saying the MC gear is broken right now. Okay, so the transmuters are now adorners, apparently. Well, okay then. All right. What's this? And I don't know how in the world we harvest Quicksilver.
You know, very fast?
Quicksilver is mercury. It's kind of toxic.
This is the non-toxic fairy tale form?
Oh, I see.
It's Quicksilver because it goes really fast?
Yeah, so I guess these adornments are like the, if you remember EverQuest 1, the Lost Dungeons of Norrath, you were able to buy adornments to enhance your armor and stuff. So, going to be the same way, I guess. I guess we'll find out.
When we get there.
When we get there. See here. I am not happy, and the rangers I have talked to are not happy about this.
What?
Repeating arrows.
Oh.
They've changed it, or it used to be called Stream of Arrows. They've changed it. It used to be it locks you in place so you can't move, and you just continuously shoot off arrows, one after another, one after another, one right after another. And they've changed it to an area effect.
I haven't used it.
It doesn't lock you in place. It doesn't repeat. I don't know why it's called repeating arrows. It doesn't repeat.
I haven't used it in a long time.
I used to use it all the time. That's the one where I had a macro that said something to the effect of, you know, hold target will become, target's going to be a pincushion for the next 20 seconds or something like that. And for 20 seconds, you just kept firing arrows.
I quit using it because the ranger community deemed that it was not really worth bothering with.
I used to use it all the time while I was waiting for the other stuff to refresh.
Because you could be doing more damage melee than with it.
Yeah, whatever.
If you're waiting for your arrows to refresh.
So, you know, I used to use it all the time. But they've made it into an area effect, and not a very good area effect. Not happy with it. Other than that, most of the masters and adepts that I've gotten over the last year are better than the masters I've gotten. Better than the new spells and abilities that I've gotten in the last week.
Well, that's always the case.
Yeah.
It just means we got to start finding rares to make adept threes made, and then, you know, work through getting masters or picking masters that you have.
I think at some point I'm just going to have to sit down. You know, talking about refreshing, I need to sit down and work on a pattern. You know, as opposed to casting time versus refresh time, and see what would, you know, I'm down to the last button, boom, hit it, and then by the time I'm done hitting the last one, the first one starts again, you know? Is there a pattern like that you've been able to find?
Yes.
For your bow stuff? Okay, you're going to have to show it to me at some point.
I mean, this goes, I can't remember where there was one, but it was a cooldown pattern, and the way I have my buttons set up now is my, you know, I do this one, then this one, then this one, then this one, then this, and then I go down here and I do these, and then I can repeat by that point.
Right.
And the ones that do the most damage, the ones that I want to repeat as quick as possible, are up towards the top.
Right. Okay, so you're going to have to show me that pattern at some point, take a screenshot or something. Anyway, so what else do we have to talk about here?
Well, I have an idea for a contest.
Oh, okay, what do you got?
And we'll start it today.
Okay.
And you guys will need to send your answers or to Elquinjina. That's ELQUINJENA at kithacore.org. And what I have in mind is what little bit of advice or words of wisdom have you come up with for Sentinel's Fate, if you were going to tell another player about some aspect of Sentinel's Fate? Like, my good example would be that you cannot jump from the Karen Island to the Tiger Pit area without having safe fall on. I found this out the hard way because Jethel says, oh, you can jump that. So I did, and I fell. And he says, oh, you got to have safe fall on. So
that was payback for killing Santania all those times.
If anybody asked me for a little bit of advice about Sentinel's fate of just different aspects or whatever, that would be probably the top thing on my mind right now is, no, you cannot jump from the Garen Island to the Tiger Pit unless you have your safe fall on. Or feather fall, sorry.
Okay, well, my question is, how do we judge, you know, who has good advice?
Well, what we'll do is we'll collect everyone that we get between now and next Tuesday, and we'll put them up on Kithacore and have people vote on them. Whatever bit of advice they find the most useful, or humorous, or...
Okay, so we'll do it, so send it to... Well, why don't we just send it to contest@kithacore.org? Or we can do Dale Condon. It doesn't matter.
Whichever.
Okay, well, she's got the, she just typed in the email address, elquinjenna@kithacore.org. Send in your piece of advice for Sentinel's Fate. Of course, you realize most of the people out there who didn't go to, fanfare are just starting Sentinel's Fate tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, this might be more useful for them, too.
Okay.
For those that haven't been in, just some little tidbit of knowledge or... insight or advice. Like I said, it could be humorous, it could be...
Make it brief.
Yeah, just really little short things like don't... You know, like my example, don't jump off the Garen Island to the Tiger Pit unless you have Featherfall on, because you won't make it. Yes. No matter what somebody says.
Something like that. And then we'll put it up on the site, and you, our fans, will vote on it.
And we will have... You know, depending on how many we have, we'll have a few winners, and we'll get some stuff for you.
We get stuff.
I'm not going to say what, because we just, you know, we may have just one person entry and they'll get something. Okay? And we may have five people entry and
we'll see.
You know, we'll work on something, but, you know, you can't win if you don't enter, so enter something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So how's that?
All right. We'll see how that works out. Pardon me.
I guess we should we get time to talk about I don't roleplay that often, but when I do, I guess I really kind of jump in the middle of it.
You kind of jump in head first.
Well, I've had the storyline for so long, you know, anybody that's read my lore, if they have.
Okay, but before you get too deep in there, we just had a ding. True Flight is now a level 86 ranger.
Look at him go.
86. So congratulations, True Flight. There's your ding. Congratulations. Okay, go on.
Well, back in EverQuest 1, I thought it would be amusing to be a dark elf. And so I created a lore back then where, because she was hunting in the... plane of hate so much that Inaruk stepped in and tainted her to give her a taste of what it's like to be one of his children of hate. She would turn into a dark elf at times and have this terrible bloodlust and go killing people and stuff, not know what she's done. Anyway, through the many years, she's learned to control that, and Tunair stepped in and granted her a longer life for learning how to control and control it, and of course to stick around so she could pull somebody out of a tree later on. So, you know, it's always been sort of there and manageable, and it would come out at times. But so anyway, I decided that with the Aurolus Mar quests that have been happening with, you know, is love stronger than hate, or is hate stronger than love type situation, I thought I might do a play on that, since the quest line sort of points to the fact that hate was stronger than love in the end. Anyway, so I talked to some of our evil role players, and I said, hey, this is what I want to do. Will you do it? So with their help, we built up a scenario where she was forced to be a dark elf. The taint of Inaric was called forth and out. And now she's stuck as a dark elf for a while. Do you want to add anything to that?
Mask, you're a dead man.
Should I go in? When she changes to the dark elf form, I mean, it's usually done with anger and hate, because that's the signs of Inaric. But she's always been able to control it, except this time because it was forced out. And they dumped her off in the nursery of Kelithan. And when she woke, she was still in a berserker. It's like a blood haze, berserker type rage. Elquin is not there. It's just a mindless killing thing. So yeah, she caused some damage to the nursery, and she's in jail right now. And you were like going ah.
It's gonna be a dead rat. There's only one thing I can say. Conga Bolt!
And company did an excellent job of forcing her to become a dark elf. We shouldn't go into what they did.
No, I don't think we're going to repeat that.
A lot of people would be upset.
Maybe we should. We're going to lynch mob after Mask.
Well, that's up to you. Except it took two mind mages to get out what you know. And right now all that's blocked from her mind anyway, so she doesn't go and try to kill herself.
Okay. Anyway.
So what do you think of Elquin as a dark elf now?
It's weird.
It's weird?
It's weird.
What do you mean weird?
She makes me feel funny.
Funny haha or funny good?
Stop.
Yeah. Hoopy says I say his name wrong. Am I saying Hoopy wrong?
Hoopy Frood.
So it'll be interesting. Funny like target practice. See, True Flight doesn't like it.
Yeah, just remember, True Flight, she's your superior officer.
He isn't gonna like that at all.
What's that? True Flight has left the guild? What?
No.
Don't do that. Well, we'll see. You know, I figure I'll play it out this way for a while, and then my hopes is if anything ever happens with Irolas Mar, then we'll see about having it totally removed.
We can hope.
I thought you'd like me as a dark elf.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Of course, the only thing I think about is wanting to kill the rat.
Well, I'm surprised if he showed up last night in Soulfire that you didn't start looking to see if he had a bite mark on his nose. No. That was all I was able to do, basically, when I went into a blood rage. It was grab the rat by the nose and bite hard. Trista said to tell Elquin that she's gone into mourning over the loss of her good friend. I'm not dead yet.
No, I'm dead. I feel happy.
I just look like a dark elf now. Permanently.
Yep. It's not an illusion, folks.
It's not an illusion.
She used the thingy. The race change potion.
So we'll play it out.
Yeah. Of course, you know, with the expansion out and stuff, we're just too damn busy to play out anything.
I know. But the theory is, you know, she's a dark elf, and as long as people hate her because what she looks like, they are doing the work of Interruk.
Yeah, True Flight, you hateful bastard.
So that was his plan all along, is to taint her enough that, you know, to cause hate in the world.
Well, apparently True Flight wants to do some body paint work on you.
Yeah, I know. He wants to paint my body. That's fine. Nothing wrong with a bit of any. But she doesn't act like a dark elf. She doesn't know how. She's not. She's a wood elf inside.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm getting a little tired. Ever since I've dropped the caffeine.
I told you, you can have at least, you know, like a can or something a day, but not like before.
Let the boy bring my ale!
No, he's already gone to bed.
Went to bed?
Mm-hmm.
What it was.
That's almost time to wrap up anyway.
Yeah. Alrighty. I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, unless you got something else.
No, that's it. Just enter the contest. We should do a write-up on Get the Core about it.
Go right ahead. It's your contest.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you need to do it.
No, I may not do it tonight, but I will do it. Mm. True says he drinks about a 6-pack of 24 bottles of Mountain Dew a day.
Wow.
Yep, Urson used to do that too until he got in trouble with that.
I like Ruya's analogy there. Acting like a dark elf is pretty easy. Just think everyone is out to get you and start making some preemptive attacks in self-defense. I like it.
Yeah, Santa Anita just corrected me. Urson's was Dr. Pepper, not Mountain Dew. Okay, well, it was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Okay, I think we're going to call it a night.
Okay.
It's a night.
It's a night.
It's dark outside.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And you have a new computer.
Yep, I got a new computer. We got quests to do and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to be going to any roleplay taverns this week. I just got too much to do.
I know. I just think it's just hilarious that you are out to level.
I'm out to level so I can get back to my roleplay.
I know, but before it was like, well, I'll level later, you know, and,
I just
and
wanted,
stuff. And
yes, but now that they've adjusted the experience and stuff like that, leveling's a bit easier. So I'm just like, you know what? I just want to get it done and over with. And, you know, I'll go back to do, you know, little tasks here and there. You know.
Now, what are you up to now?
83?
Yeah. I'm just 82 now.
I'm about 83 and a half now.
Yep, you'll turn 84 before I turn 83, probably.
Quite possibly.
But I still think it's highly amusing.
I just want to get it done and over with. Kind of like pulling teeth, you know? Just.
God.
Just
God.
Do it! All right, folks. That's it for this show. I want to say goodnight to... Well, not goodnight, but I want to give a shout-out to the Legion of Kithacor. Remember to go to kithacor.org and vote whether or not we're going to move to the other side's guild hall. Now, remember, we're not changing our alignment. Just simply changing hall styles, basically. I kind of wish we could do like you did with the magic houses. You know, you could choose, you know, if you wanted to go darker. You know, Freeport or Kinos. Kind of wish we could have done that with the guild halls.
Yeah, I know.
What style do you want? Yeah. But no.
Is it just me? Or, Oh, ding for Catalina. 86 adventurer.
Who?
Here, I'll type it out.
Oh, Caitlin.
Caitlin, 86. That was from Valander.
Okay, congratulations to 86 for Caitlin. Oh, where's my ding? There it is. Now, I have to disagree with True Flight. He's saying he doesn't like the layout. I think the layout's great. You know, in the Kino side, we basically have two E's facing each other. And in Kino, it's just like a big H. I just think there's... I just like it better. And with the way that the stairwells are positioned in a hallway all their own, it's like having another room right there. Where in Kino, so you don't have that. You just have, you know, stairs going down.
Am I the only one, or when I go running around Peniel and the launch pad up there, my tummy flutters when I get too close to the freaking edge?
Nah, I used to get like that in EQ1, like I'm in Plane of Sky or something like that, but...
I do. I get up to the edge and it's like... Bloop. Oh, well, I didn't go over, but... I came freaking close! What are you going to do when you lag up there and you go right off the freaking edge?
I haven't lagged yet.
I haven't impressed with that, though. Okay.
Okay, time for us to go here. I promise I will get some podcasts and stuff like that up eventually.
You should soon.
Yeah.
This weekend, you should catch them up. You're a month behind.
I know. Okay, that's it, folks. We'll see you next week. Good night. Good adventuring.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.